First, start understanding what your communities need, what are their pain points, and create things that will help them to get over their pain points. In my Little Moppet, it was mainly giving healthy food for kids and babies. So we started hearing what our customers were saying, and that's how we created this WhatsApp community for meal plans.
It's the E-commerce Master Plan Podcast, here to help you solve your marketing problems and grow your e-commerce business. Cutting through the hype to bring you inspiration and advice from the e-commerce sector and beyond. Here's your host, Chloe Thomas.
Hello and welcome. It's great to have you here. Thank you for hitting play and choosing to listen to one of our inspiring guests. Me and the team get so much joy when we see you guys raving about us on social, etc. So we like to repay that by giving you a little shout out. This time though, it's someone who I met in person a few months ago now. We've had a bit of a backlog to clear through. But George McKee from Patchworks. Hello, George. Thank you so much for our catch up at E-commerce Expo and for so much feedback on the show. You really got me thinking. So, George, thank you very much. Okay, in this episode, we're doing something super special. We have got our first ever guest from India on the show. And not only is she going to be shining a light on the Indian e-commerce and what it takes to be a successful business in India, she's also someone who, even without the excitement of being from India, has built her kids' food business to $2 million US in annual sales with a team of about 70 and done the great majority of that growth focused on being super helpful. So it's this big community place. So she's sharing her tips on how to grow big by focusing on community, which includes both the strategy and the team setup and a few other bits and pieces too. And she's also going to be giving us her advice for success in 2025 because, quite frankly, she really knows what she's talking about because she runs a few other e-commerce businesses too and consults with others. So really, really pleased to have today, to be bringing today's guest to all of you. Make sure you listen to the end of the episode because her top tips are spot on. And then you'll also get my key takeaways from this episode too. And now to introduce our special guest. Hema Nadesan is the founder and CEO at My Little Moppet, a Shopify store that's India's number one destination for healthy kids' food. With over 7,000 verified five-star reviews, their core marketing strategy of community is clearly working. Founded in 2014, they now do $2 million US dollars in sales each year. Hello, Hema.
Hi, Chloe. Thank you so much for inviting me.
It's awesome to have you on the show. I do believe you're our first ever guest who is actively trading in India. So super cool to have you on here. How did you get started in e-commerce?
Yeah. So thank you for having me here. So I started in 2014. I'm a doctor by profession. And when my second child was born, I was at home. And I was literally bored because I had my in-laws and my parents looking after my baby. So I started a blog called My Little Moppet, wherein I focused on writing about how to start solids for babies, how to give good food for kids and things like that. And when I started writing, a lot of people started asking me, a lot of parents asking me, can you prepare this food and give us? Because we don't have time. Indian traditional foods require at least 10 to 15 days to prepare, like drying, roasting, and all those things. So this business, I started it off accidentally and I have grown until now. So I started My Little Moppet in 2014 from my bedroom, and I made the first batch of products myself and packed them myself and sent through the post. And now we are having more than 50 people working in our manufacturing unit.
Wow, it's so cool. It started with a blog and then people were demanding the products, like, right, we'll start doing this. And you said you've now got them in your manufacturing process. So have you kept everything in-house? Is it like all done by you and your team in the business?
Yes, everything is done by me and my team because it's kids' food and we need to be super important, and it should be super healthy, super neat and clean, and all the hygienic measures should be there. So everything is done in our manufacturing unit.
And you said there's 50 in the manufacturing unit. How many are there in the rest of the team, so doing the rest of the jobs?
Yeah, there are around 20 in the marketing. People are working from home around the world and things like that. 50 are in the production unit.
Very cool. And on the marketing side of things and the more the head office stuff, have you kept all of that in-house as well, or have you chosen to outsource some things?
I have kept mostly everything in-house. This ads alone, I have sourced it outside because I don't have the bandwidth and patience to learn every day about the ads. So,
yeah, they're a whole other kettle of fish, aren't they?
Yeah.
What ads channels work in India? Because I'm going, well, in the UK, we'd be all over Facebook and Instagram and maybe a bit of TikTok. What are your key channels where you are?
Google ads really work very great. And yes, Facebook and Instagram. TikTok is banned in India. So we are with Facebook and Instagram.
Got you. So it's similar channels to what we'd use in the UK, apart from the TikTok piece, because you're just not allowed.
Yeah.
And are you, because the here in the UK, and I believe in America as well, because of the growth of TikTok, we're seeing video content in ads becoming increasingly important. Is that a challenge you've been working with too?
Yeah, even in Instagram, the reels do very well. So that's a challenge that we have. But we were able to tackle it because people want to see me and my suggestions and my recommendations. So we usually take reels wherein I give them recommendations and suggestions like how to take care of their kids and things like that.
Oh, cool. So you leverage your personal brand to grow the business too then?
Yes, yes. It's Dr. Hema. So I leverage that and we grow the brand.
Very cool. And are you purely selling to India? Is this are you expanding overseas?
We have customers overseas. We do ship daily to overseas also, but we don't have an international website yet. We are working on it. So we do send, like customers request us and we send it to them. But it's not like we have a website and we are doing it.
Got you. Okay. So I mentioned in my intro that community is a huge part of your marketing strategy, the whole help first, sell second side of things. Before we kind of look at what that looks like now, when did you start that? Was that like something you just did from day one because you started with the blogging, or is it something you had a light bulb moment at some point and went, this is core for us?
I started it from day one because, you know, blogging is a community. So people, when they come in, they see in 2014, Instagram was not there. There were not a lot of resources. Blogs were the only resources for most of the parents. And it was like a community since day one. So I started giving out them helpful tips. Even the recipes for all our products are in our website. So if you can't afford them, we are in the premium range, and if you can't afford, they can go to a blog, check the recipe and make them at home itself. So we are super transparent and it's always community first. People who reach out to us, we help them first with their query and never pitch them with our products. If you can do it at home, please do it, else you can buy from us too. That's always our mantra.
Wow, I'm not sure I've ever heard of another food or drink business literally posting the recipes and saying make it yourself.
Yeah.
I'm clearly going to get some emails of people going, we do that, Chloe. How did you not know that? But I don't think of a single one. And do you ever find that people are like making it at home and they go, no, we're going to need to outsource this to you now, and they become customers? Does that happen?
Yeah, you see, it takes 15 days to make that product. You have to sprout it, dry it, roast it. And the roasting has to be done to perfection because otherwise the kids will not be able to digest it. So they feel that it's better they give it to us rather than they make it at home. So ultimately we get the sale. But even if we don't get it, it's good for us. We are always there to help them. Even my team, my Instagram team or any customer care team, they're always instructed to help first, and then only if the customer asks for recommendation, tell about our products. Never pitch the products first.
Got you. And you mentioned both customer services and Instagram there. So
yeah,
do you find you know, have you restricted which channels you offer your help via, or is it any comms channel they come in via, they get that same super helpful first, sell second approach?
Yeah, any channel. I'm just telling I said for an example, but any channel. We even have a WhatsApp community around 20,000 people, wherein daily we send food charts according to the baby's age, totally free of cost. They just have to subscribe and daily they'll get the food chart for that day for their baby.
Wow. So you've managed to get 20,000 people signed up to your WhatsApp group?
Yeah, it's actually fluctuates because people keep on moving the tires, like 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, and then everybody becomes toddler. So it actually fluctuates, but still we have around 20,000 people. At one time, we had around 35 to 40,000 people.
Wow, very cool. And what does the team, you know, who's the team who are both creating the content to send out via those social channels and, you know, and kind of encourage the conversation? And then who are the team who are dealing with the helpful advice?
So the whole team, the team who's handling all these are just one team who do this. They write the content, they handle customer queries. There are four to five people in this team. They do everything so that it is in sync with everywhere. We handle Instagram queries, WhatsApp queries, email queries, YouTube queries, and then that's it. So there are five people there, and they take care of everything together.
Got you. So you've combined both the content production and the customer service with one group of people to create that kind of seamless, automatic, everything gets tied together.
Yes, yes, yes.
Very clever. Was it hard finding people who could do both kind of the video production and the copywriting as well as the customer service?
Yeah, so I have a trick for finding people. I don't hire people who are already an expert. I hire freshers who don't know anything and mold them to what I like. I see what they would want to do with their work, and I mold them like how I want. Like, for example, a fresher joined and she liked Canva editing. So she's fully into taking my reels and Canva editing. So we taught her from scratch. So because people who are already an expert, they would have their own opinions and it would not suit me. So this is how I've done. And I'm proud to say that all of them have stayed for more than 8 years now. So they are all working from home and they're happy to be at home, look after their kids and also do this. So that works.
Very cool. So you've given them that flexible working opportunity, both in terms of adapting the role to what they're great at, but also in terms of, you know, fitting it in around their own lives.
Yeah, yeah.
Very cool. And for anyone who's listening going, yeah, we know we need to look after our community better, what would your advice be to start down that process?
First, start understanding what your communities need, what are their pain points, and create things that will help them to get over their pain points. In my Little Moppet, it was mainly giving healthy food for kids and babies. So we started concentrating, we started hearing what our customers were saying, what are their pain points. And that's how we created this WhatsApp community for meal plans, because they were clueless as what to give daily, because the babies were very fussy and they don't want to take daily the same thing again and again. So we need to listen to the customer, help them with their pain point, and you can create a community around that pain point.
So do you think a company who doesn't have that customer pain point angle, you know, where the customer's trying to solve a problem and they're desperate for help and advice, do you think it's possible to do this community first approach with less pain-driven products, if that makes sense?
Yeah, I got it. I do have another business called Ancient Madurai, where we are selling vintage handicraft. So there is no pain there. It's just a passion for vintages. So if there is no pain, then identify one common point among your audience and create a community around that. So this community also, I have a WhatsApp group, but that is not as big as this. There are around 5,000 to 6,000 people, but we share our lovely homes with vintage handicrafts displayed, how to do vintage decor and things like that. So we have to find one common point around our customers and create a community based on that.
Got you. That makes so much sense. And thank you for giving us that kind of additional example. Having you on the show, Hemar, I think our first ever guest who's actively trading in India. What is the key to success in e-commerce in India? What are the things you have to get right if you're going to make it work? I realize it's quite a big question, but I know a lot of our listeners are probably working out at the moment where they're going to be looking to expand next year. I know we've got listeners in India as well, so I know they'd love your advice. What are the key success factors to being successful selling goods online in India?
It's almost the same as you sell over there in UK. The only thing is, in India, WhatsApp marketing is taking a lot of preference than email in India because people are on WhatsApp always. So if you are having an e-commerce store in India and not looking at WhatsApp as a communication channel, as a marketing channel, then I would advise you to go for it, because WhatsApp is at the huge and the ROI is so great from WhatsApp.
Is that because it's like email, it's such a cheap platform to run?
Yes, you do have to pay Facebook for every message that you send. But still, it's a very great platform because people now are opening emails lesser and lesser. And in WhatsApp, you can send whatever you do it on email, you can do it on WhatsApp also. Like abandoned cart, restocking flow, you get the customers back, like win back customer flow. Everything can be done in WhatsApp also.
And are there any key tools you'd recommend to someone wanting to embed WhatsApp that intensively into their business? Or is it just a case of logging into Meta?
No, it's not like that. We need to have a software. We need to have a system. There are a lot of systems like Business on Board and Vati. There are a lot of things. You have to find which one suits you and go for it.
Got you. Any key things to look for when we're looking for a good piece of WhatsApp marketing software?
It has to have a flow like how Klaviyo has, or it has to have that feature so that you can set up your own flows and you can tweak and see what works, and also good analytic dashboard also.
Love that. Thank you so much. I'm kind of exposing my own ignorance there, but Hemar, love your help on that. What's on your radar for 2025? You know, as we're right at the beginning of the year, what have you got your eyes on for success this year?
Yeah, so my success is to, as usual, expand the business more and look at greatly reduced Meta spend now. So like I've reduced around from 100% to 10% now and still getting the same revenue. I want to test and try it out this year and reduce my ad spend more or lesser and increase my sales.
So I think we all want some of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Hemar, is there any other piece of advice you'd give someone who's thinking about launching in India this year?
Yeah, first, India is very, very competitive for e-commerce brands. So if you are launching something, then please be clear on what your product is helping the customer solve a pain point or how unique your product is. Because without that, it will be very, very difficult to shine in the Indian market.
E-commerce Master Plan is supported by some of the greatest companies in the e-commerce sector. Here's a reminder of who they are. It's time for the top tips round.
Okay, I love this section because it gives me and our listeners some really quick ideas for taking our businesses to the next level. Hemar, are you ready for the top tips?
Yes, yes.
Okay, the book top tip. If everyone listening to this podcast agreed to take Friday off and read a book to make their business better, which book would you recommend?
I would recommend The Profit First because it was a huge eye-opener for me. Because that's when I realized that cash flow was more important than the revenue. So I would recommend everybody to read that Profit First book.
Seconded. Love the Profit First book. It makes accounting and dealing with the money makes so much more sense. Yeah, totally agree with you. Love that recommendation. Okay, traffic top tip. Which marketing method do you either prize above all others or think doesn't get the press it deserves?
Pinterest. So Pinterest doesn't get the think that it deserves. It still sends me lakhs and lakhs of traffic every month, and people are not prioritizing Pinterest.
Oh yeah, there's so much opportunity there, isn't there? We've covered it a couple of times on the other podcast, and it's like there's a really clear blueprint for success on there, and nobody's doing it, and it lasts a long time too. So love that. Pinterest, totally top tip. A tool top tip, maybe a collaboration tool, a social media plugin, a phone app, or just a way of working. Is there a cool little tool you use that makes you and your team more efficient from day to day?
It's a very simple thing that we use. It's a Telegram for team communication. So I think everybody are making it very, very sound. Very complicated with using different things. In Telegram, it's so easy to have different topics under one conversation and make the team conversation.
Yeah, especially when you've got the team in different places and working at different times, you've got to have something to create that conversation. So Telegram as the top recommendation there. And finally, the carbon top tip. What's your favorite way to reduce the carbon footprint of an e-commerce store?
Yeah, my favorite tip would be just to change the packaging. I'm proud to say we are 100% eco-friendly packaging. We were using tins wherein we moved to cardboard boxes, and we don't use any plastic in our packaging now.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, it takes a bit of work, but it makes such a difference when you change something that you're creating every single day.
It's
the long-term impacts.
It took 3 years to go fully plastic free.
Yeah, it's not an overnight thing, is it? It's more complicated than you think. Okay, so Hema, one of the things we haven't really mentioned is that as well as being a super successful owner of multiple e-commerce businesses in India with, you know, big sales, big teams, big growth, you are now helping other brands as an e-commerce scaling expert. So can you tell us a little bit more about what you're offering and who you're helping, please?
Yeah, so as an e-commerce owner myself, I've found that scaling is very difficult because the initial growth is easy because you start selling, people love your products, and you just go and hit a plateau. After hitting the plateau, it's very, very difficult to scale after that. So I have my own system. It's called the Sales Surge system, which I implemented to go off the plateau and increase my sales. So with that system, I help other e-commerce businesses, especially in Australia now, and help them to increase their sales and double their sales usually.
Excellent. I'm not going to ask you for your secret sauce, but you mentioned Australia there. So is this for businesses in India, Australia, anywhere in the world?
Anywhere in the world, but it was an accident. I started with my first client in Australia, and now I have 15 clients in Australia itself, plus a couple of clients in India.
Very cool. And if someone wants to get in contact with you to find out how they could get your help in building scale even into their e-commerce business, how do they go about doing that?
They can visit my website, www.ecomhema.com.
There you go, everybody. Simple as that. We'll make sure that link is in the show notes for you as well. And of course, Hema, anyone who wants to go and check out My Little Moppet, where can they find your e-commerce store?
Yeah, it's shop.mylittlemoppet.com.
Simple as that. Hema, thank you so much for being on the E-commerce Master Plan podcast. It has been utterly fascinating learning both how similar e-commerce in India is and how different it is, and the very cool stuff you are doing with community to build your business. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much, Chloe, for inviting me. I loved talking with you today. It was so great to share my insights and my experiences.
Oh, brilliant to have you here too. Thank you. What a fascinating lady. A real treat to get to chat to Hema there and find out both, you know, or I guess three key things, I suppose, for me from that. One, some insights in the Indian e-commerce space. Number two, the WhatsApp angle. The things they're doing with that sounds very, very impressive, very doable for businesses anywhere in the world. And thirdly, those tips around community and how to build your sales through that help first, sell second strategy. I loved both the way in which she's got her team in control of the full piece. So the team who are delivering the help are also the team creating the helpful content in the first place. So that's going to be seamlessly linked, because you're not having to brief the customer service team on what the video today is because they created it in the first place. And I also loved the part she was saying about you need to find the one thing. What's the one angle? With a target market of mothers and babies, their one angle could be how to, you know, teach your child, how to, you know, set them up for success, how to buy the right clothes for them, et cetera, et cetera. But even within the food space, they've zoned in on how to feed the baby right, especially those picky eaters. So I think that makes building community and building that helpful activity and content seem so much simpler. So really loved talking to Hema. You can get your hands on the notes from this episode, including the top tips and links to the things we mentioned, by heading over to ecommercemasterplan.com. You can also use our direct episode short links. Just put ecmp.info/ the number of this episode into the URL bar and you'll be redirected straight to the right page of the website. When you get to the website, you can also add yourself to our email list so you don't miss out on any of the other things we share to help you improve your business. And if you liked this episode, why not check out our other episodes with people on Shopify at ecmp.info/Shopify. Thank you for tuning into this and every episode of the E-commerce Masterplan podcast. I bring you a new interview every week because I want to inspire and help e-commerce business owners to succeed and thrive with their business, including progressing along the path to net zero. So if you know someone this show can help, please tell them to listen to the E-commerce Masterplan podcast. I hope you have a great week. Don't forget to keep optimizing.
Thank you for listening to the E-commerce Masterplan podcast. Find out more at ecommercemasterplan.com/podcast.